Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
We're back.
Dude, we're back. Great.
We got someone back, dude.
Right? I'm Nick Kelly.
Yeah. Nick Kelly is
no, you're not. You're Ian.
No. Oh, yes.
That's what the song is for.
All right. Listen.
Talking trash. Missing cues. Half these stories can't be true. Life's a mess.
Wait.
That's the deal. Hit record. Make it real. If it bombs, we still laugh. Roll it back. Do the math.
Yeah. Yeah. AI's amazing.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Ian, dude.
This is amazing.
No agenda, no control, just vibes and bits that spiral slow. Someone's wrong, someone's loud, someone won't stop talking now. Serious thought, cut it dead, turn it dumb instead. If it breaks, we lean in.
Fuck yeah.
Didn't work, so we rolled the dice. He's back in the room. Pull up a chair.
Yeah.
Things just got weird again. Same dumb show. Same bad plan. Everybody say it.
Welcome back.
Oh, God, the horn.
Oh. Oh my lord.
Welcome back. No lessons learned, no moral land. Just bad ideas with your friends. Cue the freeze, awkward grin. Yeah, next week's worse. Let's begin. He's back in the room.
Welcome back, Ian.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Welcome back, Ian.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's amazing.
Pickles.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, he said pickles.
Yeah.
How'd you do
that's the best, dude. Nice work.
I don't know. You got nice magic work. On that one.
Nice work, dude. Well done.
Just send me that.
I will.
Welcome back, Ian.
That'll be my morning song for
dude,
about a
it
week.
It took me like, I mean, just when he sent me the lyrics, it took me like probably 4 hours to work out the melody, and then we finally sent it over to him, and we got those laid down, and we're really happy.
No, it took me like 2 minutes in ChatGPT.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm not even. It took me like 30 seconds.
For the lyrics, but then for me to record it, it took a lot longer.
Yeah.
That
was my vocals. That's why I harmonized so
well. I thought you
were
the trumpet.
Nice horn, geek. Welcome back, Ian. How you doing?
Good.
What are you doing back? Your dad's in bad shape?
Yep.
That's too bad. Anyways. yeah, your pops is not in good shape.
Nope.
I was really hoping this was going to be the goodbye podcast for him because I had a whole bunch of shit lined up, but it's not.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Same with me. I wrote hours and hours of dad jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, Papa, can you hear me now?
Papa.
Papa, can you see me? Papa, can you hear me? Papa, when you coming home? So, yeah, what up, fuckers?
Not much.
You're always talking different now that he lives out west.
Yeah.
He's got a different accent now.
He's got that Californian accent.
Yeah, he's got like a super gay accent. He's like, on the way here, he was like, yeah, let's go to the gas station and get a soda.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say soda, motherfucker.
Yeah, you did, dude. He was like, let's go to the gas station and get a soda. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, we're going to go to Pop. And he was like, ugh. And then later he was like, hey, let's go and we'll get a pie. And I was like, dude, we just say pizza here. What the fuck are you doing, you West Coast scumbag?
Pie. Yo,
West Coast elite,
dude, high desert motherfucker.
Coastal elite over here.
Coastal elite, high
my
desert
town
ass.
Is filled with wet pizza. Let me tell you,
wet pizza,
bro. It's the worst. Ugh. Undercooked fucking garbage.
Yeah. Do you have your pizza oven going?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, good.
I think I got an undercooked pizza today.
Really?
Like it was cooked all the way through, but it wasn't cooked enough. You know what I mean?
It's a wet pizza. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't wet. It didn't crunch the way it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. It was a Detroit style.
All right.
And it didn't crunch how I needed it to crunch.
Like Detroit style.
Jets? Just get Jets?
Yeah, I got Jets.
Undercooked at Jets?
Yeah, like the underside was like just not. I'm guessing the top was probably cooking too fast, so they had to take it out. But like the bottom just didn't cook enough.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Jets like special? Like I'm a huge.
I'm a big fan of their barbecue chicken pizza.
Oh, that is.
Yeah,
the
barbecue chicken is pretty good.
Pizza.
Yeah,
that's a good fucking pizza. The Hawaiian's really fucking.
I kind of keep it simple. On my Jets orders. Today I just got Italian sausage, red onion, and pineapple.
All right.
Ooh, that sounds fucking tasty.
Yeah. I'm a Eugene Supreme kind of guy.
What's the Eugene Supreme?
It's like banana peppers, sausage, onion. Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Okay.
Maybe some like olive.
Why is it called the Eugene Supreme?
Because Eugene fucking loved that pizza.
Who was Eugene?
Well, dating back to Jets history, Eugene was this bum that would sit outside the front door.
Unhoused.
Of the first Jets ever.
Yeah, unhoused person.
Yes. Well, that was his last name, Eugene Unhoused.
Eugene Unhoused was a bum.
Yeah. And so every day, you know, I walk in, be like, I want my Supreme. And then.
So what did he get on it?
Banana peppers, onion, and sausage. I think there may be one more thing on it. But yeah, he ordered so much. The owners kind of took to it,
mm-hmm.
and then decided, you know, let's make money off of this crackhead. And then obviously Eugene died, so as paying homage to Eugene,
they maintained
Jets
Eugene
made
Supreme.
The Eugene Supreme.
It's a long way around. That took a long time.
RIP. Yeah, no, it took a really long time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, okay. You know, you're asking me about someone true to my heart.
No, you're gonna eulogize the fucking guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Cripes. He's dead.
That's true.
Just like my pop.
No, he's not dead.
Your dad's
not dead.
Your dad's holding on tight.
He's getting there.
He's probably going to surge. He's going to live another 5 years.
The best
at least.
7 to 9 years.
At least.
Watching him wrestle nurses last night while he's pissing and shit himself, that was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's not good podcast fodder. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
No.
I'd rather talk about fisting than your father who's going into hospice.
Well, then
shitting all over nurses.
Well, that was before he got sick.
Yeah.
Right.
So what? You ever take a shit?
Bear was a shy stop.
You ever take a shit so big where you?
Dude, I've been taking the biggest shits today.
Christ, yeah, boys. Where you like prolapse your butt a little bit?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
My first shit of the day was at least 14 inches long.
Really?
At least.
Wow.
So, like, yeah, and then it's hard to wipe your poor, I can't even say it.
Well, because you're prolapsed, you just keep wiping.
Yeah,
like it's not gonna stop wiping.
No,
because you're actually wiping the inside of your asshole.
Yes, because you shit so big.
Yeah.
You guys are different, man.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where this is
you
all coming from.
You shit like a deer,
dude,
don't
dude,
you?
I took, no. I took like... I,
little shotgun
like,
pebbles.
Like literally, my shit this morning, first shit this morning, at least 14 inches. And then right before you guys got here, I took one that was at least like 7,
mm-hmm.
but it was like so fucking thick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was like thick as fuck.
A blumpkin shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I do the big old shits too.
Yeah.
Where it's like, man... Like, that's some good prison pussy dick, you know? Mm-hmm. That, like, I'm like, okay, I can take a good dick.
Going in is way different than coming out.
No, dude, when I yeah, yeah.
Oh.
When I...
I always think it's just the same.
Well, because when it's coming out, like, everything, your body naturally relaxes. But when something's coming in, your body's tightening up. Because it's not supposed to be going in.
Yeah. See, even he said it.
But you can train your body to relax as it's coming in, though.
Gotcha.
Like the Greeks.
So I was... I'm laying on the couch down here, just scrolling through my phone, and I just start fucking cramping. Like my asshole hurt so bad, and I'm like, oh fuck! So I gotta like wait for that to pass because it hurts so bad. So I finally
want to move.
I get up and I go sit down, and it just felt like it was coming out forever.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yes. Yeah. I had one that had a head on it the other day that was like, nah, I'm not coming out today.
Yeah,
and I was like, you got to come out. Yeah, he's like, I'm not doing it.
You had a serpent come out, dude, of you.
Yeah. Me and him had a conversation probably
handing you an apple.
2.5 minutes. Just like, you're coming out. I'm not coming out. You're coming out. I'm telling you what, you're coming out. And then finally he was just like, all right, you're going to regret it. And I fucking did immediately. And I was just like, oh my God, what the fuck? That thing had teeth? What did I eat that had teeth? I had nothing with that teeth in
you,
it.
You shat out a lamp free.
Yeah. Something. Yeah, dude. I did. I must have. Must have been something that was cool. Yeah. That or
it's all that peanut brittle,
some
dude.
Some kind of like an anamorph. Xenomorph.
Xenomorph. Right? Oh, I got to show you. After we're done, I got to show you some stuff.
All right. Yeah.
I don't think I sent it to you. Well, maybe I did.
He's
whatever. It doesn't
drawings.
Matter.
He's been doing some drawings. He wants to show
some
you.
Some drawings.
Drawings?
No.
He's doing drawings.
But yeah, I don't know. I may have already sent you the stuff.
Maybe. Me and you send fun stuff to each other.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to talk about the prolapse butthole poop. That's been really bothering me. Also, okay. So this is another thing I've been wanting to talk about.
Go off, King.
What? I think the fucking glory hole is a dead thing. Like, you can't find one anymore.
In the wild, it is.
Yes.
But, like, the glory hole has gone corporate, is what it is.
Really?
Yes, it's gone corporate.
Because I wish I could, like, go take a shit and be like, oh, there's a glory hole. Men have fun here.
Yeah, no, it's gone corporate. You basically can only find it in, like bathhouses or, like,
clubs.
Bookstores or, like...
I did find out sex shops... Mm-hmm. You can ask, like, some weird... You bring up some weird word, and they're like, oh, yeah, go to the back.
I wonder if a weird word's glory hole.
No, it's not.
No, you better not say that.
Well, most sex shops just
they probably think you're a cop, Ian.
Yeah.
They probably think you're this guy with a dreadlock.
Yeah, I mean, most sex shops just have glory holes.
Really?
Yeah, the ones with the arcades do.
Oh, yeah. I've never been to the back of the arcade.
I filled up pretty nice at one of those before.
What, arcade?
Yeah.
I
filled up pretty nice.
I stopped at one on the way back from Illinois a couple weeks ago.
I took about a quart down. About that. Quart of protein.
You know purple
mustache never looked better.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right now. It
had a nice shine.
Ooh.
You know that purple velvet or whatever the fuck it is?
Velvet Touch.
Velvet Touch.
In Jackson.
Yeah, they have like live women, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. So one of my buddies.
A couple dead ones.
One of my buddies was telling me once, like, they just won like state champs in high school. And so the coach was like, we're going to fucking Velvet Touch.
Oh, what a creep.
And that's how my friend found out he had herpes from one of the ladies.
Wait, he found the ladies told him he had herpes?
No, the ladies gave him herpes. And,
I didn't know that the ladies were like actually like.
Yeah, well, if he did pull his dick out, she was probably like, I'm not touching that.
Yeah.
She gave him herpes.
That's too
cause,
bad.
Because I stopped at a Romantics on the way back from Illinois.
Yeah.
Was it?
It was very romantic. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, you just knock on some cars or is there like legit?
No, I was, I stopped to get gas and I was like looking at my phone and I was like, well, let's see what's going on around South Bend, Indiana.
In the old grind house.
Yeah. And so first of all, one that was like 2 seconds away from where I was came up. So I went there and as I was walking in, they had a sign on the door that said the arcades were down that day. And I was like, fuck. But then I noticed when I was looking for that one, I noticed one like about a half hour in the direction that I was going in anyway. So then I went back to Google Maps and looked it up again. I was like, oh yeah, that'll work. Yeah. So then I just stopped at that one on the way back home. Minutes. Yeah, it was like 30 minutes closer to home.
Was it nicer?
Actually, it was.
City was that in?
That one was South Bend. The first one, I don't remember. That one's like whatever is like right inside of Indiana. Like Gary. It wasn't in Gary. In Gary.
Yeah. I don't know about
it. Well, it wasn't Gary. Like in the neighborhood of Gary, though. It was like by all the truck stops.
Yeah, that's even worse.
East Chicago.
Huh? East Chicago. Yeah.
What if you like got a blowjob and it was like best blowjob ever and it was like an old woman? Would that throw you off?
I mean,
no, it would be an old man.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to say that because sometimes guys do go in there with their wives or girlfriends, but that's very rare. It's going to usually be a guy. And also, the one in South Bend didn't have glory holes. You just like went into the booth with the guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they had like big ass booths too. It was like a hotel room, basically.
Were you guys waiting there? Were guys just waiting there for you to show up?
Yeah. I mean, the way it works is like if you're sucking, you know, if you're the one sucking, you go into a room and leave your door cracked, and then everybody who's like standing outside waiting, like if they're interested, they'll go in.
So there's like a line?
I mean, there's not a line, but people are kind of just like hanging out.
Yeah, coming and going.
Yeah.
Mostly coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what I did there? That's a sex term.
So interesting. So jealous of all this. I want to know how.
I mean, it's not like you're not allowed in there.
Yeah, I know. No, they would love me.
No, they wouldn't.
This little cut of steak.
Maybe like wash it. Gross. He's gross.
No, I have to be all showered up and nice looking.
You know, you need to be showered. You need to shower up.
What? I showered up this morning.
You do your laundry.
What?
We're going to do your laundry.
Why?
I don't know. There's something coming off you when you stepped in the car today.
Oh, yeah. Airport whore.
You're a big greasy animal. Whatever. You walked in and smelled like Sasquatch. You smelled like Sasquatch.
I'm doing good.
All right. If you say so, Chief.
I showered this morning. It was great. I have to shower. I'm wearing dress pants.
I noticed you were all cleaned up. What's that about?
What? This is how I have to fly now.
Why?
Because I represent somebody, what, a sweet little baby doll who flies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So only the bottom half has to be nice?
The top two? Come on.
Look at your shirt. You got shit all over it, guy.
What are you talking about?
You can't see it because it's under your beard.
Oh, this is dandruff and drool.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's my whole thing.
Like, yep.
That's bad news.
I'm a classic guy.
Yeah, nice. I got tired of the beard druff, so that's why I shaved mine.
You go through your, you know.
I do go through mine, but this one was a little more intentional, though. I was getting, like, quite a bit of beard druff on my shirts, and I was like, I can't deal with this.
Yeah. What is it? I like it when you go old mustachio.
I kind of like it, too.
Yeah. I'm going through Winter Ian right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, check it. Oh, that lovely hair. So much hair.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Gross.
Winter Ian.
You're still gross.
It's so great.
It is, you old freak.
I know.
I mean, it looks like you look like a teenage anime character.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm great.
Yeah.
And I can still kick ass.
Just don't run from him.
No.
Yeah, you look like, you know, you look like L from Death Note.
I don't know what that means.
Because of the comb over?
Well, your hair, just the way it's like falling right now, it kind of looks like L.
He's a sexy character.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be Vegeta. I don't know why.
You mean fajita?
No.
I'm so mad.
Is it spelled the same?
Because Vegeta was a good father.
When
Goku
was
not.
What the fuck are you guys talking about right now? Stop this.
Dragon Ball.
Dude,
what the fuck is Dragon
Ball?
Dragon
Ball Z.
Yeah. It's the best.
Oh my God.
It's one of the best animes ever.
When I was living with my buddies in Hamtramck, we had a Halloween party in our apartment.
Yep.
And I had the best Goku costume.
Really?
And I got a picture of it, and I cannot find the fucking picture.
Really?
I'm so mad. It was so fucking good. I did Super Saiyan Goku. It was fucking perfect.
Yeah. That means he had blonde hair.
Gold.
With blue eyes.
No, I didn't do the. I didn't go that far.
No,
I couldn't. I no. couldn't get Sell the. I couldn't get the blue contacts. But
that shit creeps me out. I don't know if I like. I just don't like contacts.
I mean, I wear contacts all the time. I do. I think next year I'm gonna get LASIK.
I think tomorrow while I'm in town, I'm gonna go get my Gucci glasses from SVS Vision.
You're hilarious.
I'm fucking rocking Gucci's hard now. You're That's Gucci my now? Lifestyle.
You're Gucci and Carhartt?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you go to the Gucci store downtown.
What? No, I don't need to. SVS Vision will help me out. And I'm fucking doing it.
How much are the frames?
They're like only like, you know, $10.
Horseshit.
I know. I don't know how much they are, but I'm going to pay them.
Yeah, you're buying some Gucci frames.
Yeah. Gucci.
Gucci.
I had so much money on my FSA a couple of years ago. There was like no way I was going to spend it all. Mm-hmm. So I just went and bought Dior glasses.
Hell yes. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And I still didn't spend all of my FSA money.
So
and I got everything. Mm-hmm. Like I got the tinted lenses, mm-hmm. like the transitions. Mm-hmm. I got everything.
Everything. I've been thinking about getting a pair of buffs because no one will rob me in Washington. Oh, shit.
Can finally wear them freely.
Fucking freely, dude. Mm-hmm.
People be like, "Damn, he looks like a black guy from Detroit."
Yeah, and I'll be like, "I got my buffs on now."
Well, you could wear them freely here, but you got to do some work, you know.
Yeah, you do have to do some work, and I don't want to do any work. I just want to wear buffs.
You got to do some work first, and then you can wear them freely here.
It's scary though, you know.
Dude, I mean, yeah, I mean, lots of fool. I mean, it's documented on YouTube. Dudes getting their buffs jacked like right after they bought them.
Yeah.
Like looking in the rear view, like, damn. Oh, shit. Yeah, here.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want that either. Yep.
That's why I think these
That's why I don't wear them.
That's why I got these Kirkland brand. I got that Kirkland brand glasses and
That's why
hearing
aids. I'm just going to wear these Gucci's, dude. Oh, I'm so
You should get a Gucci belt.
What? Nah.
Jesus Christ.
I like my car strap belt.
No, you should get a Gucci belt.
I can't.
You should get it and wear it with what you usually wear.
Yeah?
Yeah, just wear a Gucci belt with like your Carhartts.
I could.
Bibs. Wear the belt around you and still
the
strap on.
I'm not wearing the belt around my bibs.
Yeah, that's especially when you got to wear it.
I don't even have bibs right now.
Really?
Yeah, I have just destroyed all my work.
I was trying to find some for Keith. For Christmas, but I can't find any.
No?
No.
What are you talking?
Go to Chart.
Just go online.
I did. I can't find them.
Not even a Tractor Farm and Fleet or whatever the Tractor Supply.
Well, that's why he bought the ones that he wears all the time. I want to buy him some good ones. Yeah. I want to buy him some that, like,
last,
look good.
Last longer than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to buy them the ones that, like, farmers actually wear.
You want some Oshkosh bagosh.
Bro, I've been thinking about getting some that are, like fleece blanket ones for home. Just being, like, shirtless.
Just get a union shirt or a union suit.
Well, no, those, it's so much work just to take a shit. And I know, buy the one with the butt flap. Oh.
Yeah, you just get the butt flap.
I don't trust the butt flap.
Get if you go to like a fetish site, like a gay fetish site, you can get one with a zipper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. But I don't know. Sometimes they
then
go
you're sitting on a cold ass zipper and you still gotta figure out a way to pull your drawers down.
No, it's like a plastic zipper. It's
also during the winter I also go winter Ian down south.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean?
I don't shave my crotch.
I never shave my crotch.
Really?
No.
Oh, I keep mine nice and sleek.
Yep. I like doing it. It's fun.
Yeah.
No.
It is. It feels good.
It does.
It's like it's soft.
It is soft all over. It's like a baby dick.
That's exciting.
Like a baby dick, but big.
Yeah. Like a big baby dick.
Jesus Christ, boys. This thing is. Rails are about 3 miles behind us.
I love the way, even jerking off with that little big baby dick. Okay. Like, it feels good.
Okay, I believe you. I believe you. I don't know where to go with this.
Because also then you'll get like a little 5 o'clock shadow hair on that big baby dick.
Yeah, and then it's like 80s baby dick.
Yeah. And then
it's like Miami Vice baby dick.
And it's like almost like tremor hairs, you know? It's like,
it's like I get that 5 o'clock shadow and then I'm like, wham.
Yeah.
That's like what, like wake me up before you go?
Wham? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like you got George Michael Bush.
Yeah. You got you line
it's
it
like
up.
Faded.
Line it up like a Chaldean.
I get it. Yeah. All right, cool, man. Good topic. I'm glad we got a lot out of that one. We got a lot out of that one. It's good.
I think you should try it.
Nah, I'm straight.
I'm good. That's why you spend all that time shaving up top?
Yeah, dude, I'm wicked with a razor. I'm not so good with it.
Yeah, I mean, you should see the bathroom on my shave days.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it looks like fucking Chewbacca fucking.
Like someone shaved a poodle in there.
Yeah.
Looking like. Well, it's not. I mean, if I'm going from like, if I'm shaving from like a long, like something long, then yeah. But like this, it's more like a, I don't know, like a Chihuahua, because it's just like it's like short hairs, but it's a lot of them.
I'd be able to smother 70% of my head in shaving cream and go to war.
Really? Mm-hmm.
See, I don't shave down to my scalp. I just buzz. I buzz it as short as possible.
I shave it all.
I go baby smooth.
Yeah.
You don't shave it all.
Look at your head.
Get rid of it all.
You shave your whole everything. Everything's just razor tight.
I like having a little bit on top, like just a little stubble on top.
I don't.
I like it.
I'm get rid of it.
You need. You're not talking about if the I same was, thing. We're talking about our heads.
If I was like completely bald on the top, then yeah, it would go all the way down on the skin. But I'm not completely bald, so I get like a nice little line. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Little widow's pit. Little widow.
Yeah,
widow's
like I got pitch. I got like nice little like lineup. You little know.
Line. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have.
Yeah,
that.
What do you have a shaved head right now?
I cut it yesterday.
Hell yeah! Look at the reveal.
Oh, okay.
Look at the big reveal.
That looks good.
Hell yeah, it is.
He is gay.
He's lined up right. I can see.
Suck my baby dick, bitch.
Suck my favorite, my big baby dick.
Scaring me. Freaking me out. I think it's funny. Gross weirdos, dude.
Also,
if Ian would have stayed here, this podcast would have broken up.
No, you would have left. That's what would have happened. The podcast wouldn't have broken up. You would have left.
You're right. Also, I'm sad that none of you guys really touched bases on this whole I-3 thing.
The I-3? What I-3 thing?
The weird spaceship comet. Coming by us.
Oh, yeah. I think that shit is fake.
It is fake. And it's amazing. Just the stories coming off of it.
I think I've decided. I don't believe in aliens anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Now the government's saying they're real. He doesn't believe in.
Yeah, I don't believe in aliens anymore. They're not real. We're the only thing out here.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Totally not. And then what? No one wants to talk about my sweet mermaid vids that I sent to everybody.
Those weren't mermaids. Those were mer vampires.
Those are mermaids.
No, they're not.
That's mermaid reality right there.
Yeah, that is. Was from the dark sea.
Disney made you think that they were like cute.
They anglicized it. Dude.
Yeah, like Disney made them fuckable, but that's not real. That's not what mermaids are.
Well, I wouldn't fuck a vampire. Come on.
Yeah.
No, you'd fuck a vampire?
Yes.
Kind of cold.
I don't. Come on.
Come on.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. Kind of toothy.
I don't know. Ooh. I don't think I'd do anything. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'd be like,
I definitely wouldn't want a vampire to suck me off.
No, I'd be like, I'd be like, I gotta get out of this room with a vampire in it.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say. I'm like, I don't want to be in this room with this vampire anymore.
Plus also sharing a coffin.
That'd be a funny sketch. That'd be a funny sketch. You're just like at a party. Mm-hmm. Like there's like 30 people in a room and like there's a vampire.
And one of them's a vampire.
But he's just like chill. It's just like a chill vampire. He's just partying. I gotta get out of this room with this vampire.
The vampire is actually one of the funnier part of this game would be the vampire is like, no, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Hey man, they let me in.
This is a bad idea.
Yeah, like, no, dude, look, I got defanged.
Bro, I ate before I came.
Like, nah, those things are gonna flash as soon as you smell blood.
I like that. That would be a great movie. The Chill Vampire.
No, I think it's just a sketch. I don't think that's a movie.
I've seen a movie.
All right, fine.
Maybe we can make it a series of sketches and
yeah,
maybe into a movie.
Yeah, right. Like whatever. You could do like a series because you could put them in different social situations, right? But like, I don't know if it's a movie.
If it gets picked up to be a movie, it gets picked up to be a movie. I need two more of those postscript.
It's like Air Bud, you know?
Yeah, we could Air Bud it. Air Bud didn't start as a...
See, I see him more as like a Ali G or something.
I see more of like a Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wayne's World.
Yeah, Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.
Yeah, but I don't know. Wayne's World is actually kind of like good, though. I don't see this as a good movie. I see this as like a... Like stupid, ridiculous movie, you know?
Yeah, that's what Wayne's World was. Stupid and ridiculous.
No, Wayne's World was good. It was actually like kind of clever.
Which we would make ours.
Wayne's World
ours would
amazing.
Be good too. Nothing that we would do.
Wayne's
would
World.
Be
Wayne's World is maybe one of the best comedic films ever created.
I don't know about that. Bold
statement.
I don't know about that.
I stand by it.
Yeah,
really?
I stand by it.
Hold on. Do we go on one or two?
Both. They both have aged incredibly.
Was there like a Wayne's World marathon on recently or something like that?
No, I was having this conversation with other comics recently, and it made me realize this because we were pointing out like things about the movie. We're like, oh no, this is actually pretty fucking good.
Oh no, it's a great movie.
Great movies,
but like, what are you saying? How top what?
I think
top
people
10, top five.
I would definitely. I would say top five for
sure. I'll give you a top 10.
I'd give you top 10.
Yeah,
and honestly, dude, you might even be six to five. Five or six?
No, I'm not. No.
Five? I go five. I can't. I'm not going to sit here and do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to name all my top movies right now.
Why?
Because it's gay.
I didn't say top movie. I said top comedy movie.
I know. But I'd like to think that I'd have Step Brothers up there.
Movie.
Step Brothers would be up there. I like Step Brothers. I like school. Talladega
Nights. I mean, those are funny movies, but like Wayne's World has like undercurrents. It has layers.
We've done this before, for sure. Haven't we?
I'm sure we have.
Yes.
Yeah, this is an El Clasico type shit.
I remember Nick Kelly screaming at us about things.
No, he just probably keep screaming something about Cuckoo's Nest and fucking how he thinks that it should be a comedy and it's one of the best ever.
Yeah.
How about this? Who's the guy who did like Rushmore? Fucking
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah,
Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson films. What's your favorite Wes Anderson film?
I think they're all dumb.
Really?
I don't know if I've seen that many of them. Royal Tannenbaums is one of his, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I like that one.
Life Aquatic's mine.
Is there pins in it?
No.
You know,
well,
I think
there must have been if he saw.
No,
the movie.
I think there might be actually.
Yeah.
I think there might be because Royal gets into some weird shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. I forget if Royal gets in to the needles.
Yeah, I mean, what's his name? What's his name is a heroin addict. Yeah.
Owen there Wilson.
It
is.
We'll always find
it. Yeah.
We'll always find it. It's like Wayne's World bobby pins all over the place in that fucking movie. Might even have to ask on that one. No, but Wayne's World is good. It's a great fucking movie.
It is good.
Dude, that shit, Wayne's World got me through my tonsillitis.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I never swallowed the same after I had my tonsils out.
Really?
I used to be able to, not that I can't drink heavily and fast right now, but I used to be a skilled open.
See, I can never do that. My gag reflex has always been like horrible.
Me too. I can drink with you until the sun comes up. Mm-hmm. And keep up with you on speed.
Mm-hmm.
But you start fucking just pouring them back. I can't do that. I'm kind of glad I can't do that because God.
It's blackout syrup.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've never been able to just like open up my throat and just like take
it. I used to be able to.
I can't.
That's why the thing is,
that's why I've never been good at shots.
The big thing was, the joke was I could take like a can of Sunkist and be like, woo.
Yeah.
You know, but after I had my tonsils out, I couldn't do that anymore. Mm.
See,
I'm like, it's a great thing. So I was like, that's why I can still, if I were chugging a beer, it's still two, three pulls, you know, four pulls.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
But that's why it's
because I fill my face up and then fill my face up again. It's not like I'm opening my throat.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I just
how
have a
I
huge
do it.
Face.
I mean, that's how I do it. Yeah. I have to fill my like cheeks up and then I like drink it. But there's people who just like fucking pour it in, though.
I have a buddy that can still do that.
Yeah, I got buddies. I've never been able to do that. Yeah. I've never been able to do that. That's why I drink so slow, because I get like, I'm drinking it.
You know what I mean? Right. My body is processing this properly because I don't have relaxed throat muscles.
Yeah, because how that move alcohol is like. I mean, I've been staying off the booze a lot. Actually, I'm a pretty sober kid right now. It's kind of weird.
You're not. I've seen you hit. You smoked. Were you California? Oh, yeah. He's West Coast now. He's probably California.
I'm California sober. Yeah.
What a scumbag.
Fucking coastal
West
elite.
West Coast, coastal elite. High desert fucking.
Yeah, I guess I am California scumbag. Sober. Right? Because you can still do K and meth, right? That's California sober, right?
Oh my god, I want to make fun of you. So
I think
bad.
It's just, I think it's just weed. I think that's California.
Then yes, sober. I'm California sober all day.
I want to make fun of Ian so bad.
Why? Yeah, like,
because
why?
He's just dumb. I'm just a dumb jerk face.
John's so jealous of these sweet curls.
He's jealous of our big baby dicks. That's what he's jealous of.
He is jealous of our big baby dicks.
What day are you leaving again?
I don't know yet.
You don't know? Are you staying until Saturday?
No.
You're not staying until the 21st?
No.
You should come back the 20th.
No.
Yeah, you should come back on the 20th.
Sorry, John.
Why? Go to Lions game with me.
What? Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. Alice is going with me. Suck my dick, bitch. You can't come anymore because you guys keep talking about all this dirty stuff. So you can suck my dick.
Whatever.
You dirty mouth motherfuckers.
I could. I wish I could.
You're not invited. I just wanted to tickle you.
Hey, man.
You.
They already offered me tickets.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the best.
They fucking, they're like, just because you've been waiting on your season tickets now.
We're going to give you some SROs for $300.
Yeah. Fucking what? Yo, and standing room, $222 or something like that.
It's a hot team, bro.
228.
No. It was a hot team.
I was about to say.
Yeah. Now
we're just a team. Apparently we're 40% chance to make the playoffs now. Tough loss to the Rams. Matt Stafford and the Rams.
We got robbed.
Do you see a Hutch running away when he had that ball? It's like, No. Dude could fucking haul, though. He was moving good.
Yeah, he was moving.
Yeah.
He could be a tight end. He could be a two-way.
That's disgusting. I'm sorry. I apologize.
He could be a two-way player.
Yeah.
He should.
Yeah.
I still want to make those Hutchdown shirts, dude. With a photo of his broken ass leg and just
Hutchdown.
Yeah. I will make that shirt for myself.
The moment might have passed, bro.
Huh?
The moment might have passed.
I know. We could have made $1 million on that. I swear to fucking God.
Hutchdown. Hutchdown. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a play on words.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a word play.
It's word play.
We're playing with words.
It's like just playing with words, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah. I like it.
Man, Ian, we sure did miss you.
Yeah, I missed you guys, too.
Yeah, we called you a couple times.
What? No, you called me once.
We called you twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've called you twice.
No.
Yeah. We've called you twice. One time you just didn't answer. Really
I didn't answer that because I was taking a nap.
Yeah.
Little napsies.
We took a little napsies. We forget that we're on different time zones. Is your scalp getting cold?
Yeah, it is.
I get it.
Keith keeps his house freezing.
I was about to throw my hood up and let these hoes know about it. Look like a rapper?
No. You don't.
Okay. I think I should get a hat. I look more like a rapper if I had a hat on.
What kind of hat?
I don't know, a funny rapper like hat.
Like a cowboy hat?
No, like a cool rapper hat.
I think if you started with like a cool wardrobe, then you can maybe look more like a rapper.
Well, these jeans are from Meijer. That's pretty fucking cool.
The hoodie's from Meijer too.
This hoodie might be from Meijer, but I think it was Amazon. But I'm assuming they probably have a similar distributor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My drawers are from someplace online, and my socks are from Meijer.
Mm-hmm. I have Kirkland underwear. I hate it right now.
Really?
They're all right. Whatever.
I'm like, does it got a dick flap? Cool. I'll rock them.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
I got addicted to the sportsy ones.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm still wearing those.
Yeah.
I went boxer briefs.
I went back to like cloth ones.
Yeah.
They're all right, but like, I do miss my.
No, the golf pants are the way to go.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Are you wearing them right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweatpants that look like they're not sweatpants?
No, they're like the stretchy shit.
They're pleated golf pants.
Dang, dude. Look at you guys.
Top notch, dog.
Look at you. What size are those? Infinite?
I wish I would have taken it off of my bag because I got the Wu-Tang ass fuck Carhartt jacket right now. Dude, you put it on, you feel like you came out fucking in 1990s Wu-Tang video. It's huge.
You have a huge Wu-Tang jacket?
Jacket, yes. But it's Carhartt.
Oh.
This is a big old Carhartt jacket.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's huge.
I love huge Carhartts.
Yeah.
Those are the best. This is what they should be putting guys in on the sidelines for these fucking cold-ass games. Just drop a big-ass Carhartt on them. It's like just a straight-up shell.
Yeah.
Just like, ding. Oh, yeah, man, that's better. Thanks.
It's weird that I'm going, what, like when I was a kid, Carhartt didn't fit. Now because I'm a man.
You're a grown up now. Yeah. You're a big boy now.
You filled into your man's body.
Yes.
But still have a big baby dick.
I think you filled into like three man's bodies.
This big baby dick grew up.
Like two average size men. You're like two average men.
What am I?
Yeah. What are you about? 400 and...
Oh, I would say at least 580.
You're about 580 pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, what I've been, like, trying to match my weight on the
bench press.
The crouch. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they say you should be able to lift, like, twice your weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
Easy.
That'd be 540 pounds for me.
Be
bending the bar, bro.
Or squat. You should be able to squat twice your weight, is what they say, right?
Yeah, probably. I can deadlift. I used to be able to deadlift this house. No, I'm just kidding. I would never really get that kind of leverage.
Yeah, you guys aren't paying attention to the conspiracy theories at all.
No.
No, not really.
It's really breaking my heart.
I can't really watch the news cycle, bro.
What?
I can't really watch the news cycle. Or your weird crypto news cycle.
Here's the thing. The conspiracy theories have become like the normal news. So like just... actual news has become the conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. I can't believe they gave that dude's like fake wife a show now. Kirk.
Charlie Kirk. Yeah. She's kind of a
nightmare. They said that they've been setting that one up for a while, guy.
Yeah, she's gross.
Like, we're gonna put you on TV, but first.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go through this pageant and get molested horribly. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have this fake fucking marriage with a guy where we'll never show your baby's faces.
Yeah.
Then we're going to fake kill him.
And your dad's going to, your husband's going to have a tiny face.
Well, no, I don't think they fake killed him.
I think they fake, there's a really, no, he's dead, dude, I've sent you these videos of the, it's so JFK. It's hilarious. And like,
yeah, I mean, JFK was also really killed.
But listen to me. There's this. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, he was.
So was Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk's fucking dead.
Yeah.
But the microphone got him. It was an explosive in the microphone.
No, he got hit with a bullet.
No, I'm going with explosive microphone. I'm going with
the Bushmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a sniper.
Do you believe the whole, like, sniper guys giving signs?
Yeah.
And all that?
I don't know if I believe that. It could be. I'm not saying that it's not.
What about the hidden tunnel that was made before he fucking showed up?
What about the hidden tunnel? There's no hidden tunnel.
What? And then what about the funeral where, like, they made that happen in fucking 2 days? But they rented it out 6 months ago.
That's what funerals do.
They rented it out before you're dead?
I think he was killed by his own boys, his own party.
The Aryans?
I don't think so. I do think it was the Aryans, actually.
Could have been the Aryans.
But wasn't he an Aryan?
No, he wasn't. He was actually beefing with them.
I also heard that, quietly, he wasn't married to that whore, and then
I don't know. I mean, that's possible.
He was sleeping with black women.
I mean, it's possible.
I thought that he was one of the what's hilarious about it is he's slightly more interesting dead than he was alive.
Not slightly. He's way more interesting dead than he was alive.
He seems like way more interesting dead than he was alive to me.
The hand signals, I mean, that could have been his own team giving signals to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think it was his own team telling his own team to kill him.
No, I don't mean that to kill him. I think it could have been his own team giving each other signals for like, oh, get coverage over there or get coverage. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been like that kind of shit.
They were bad at it. They needed some coverage elsewhere.
Yeah.
I'd have like, get some coverage by the, in front of the guy with a gun.
Also, what's with the lemon heads?
They don't. Once we finish, yeah, have one. Because once we finish it, he'll put something good in there.
Makes sense. Should we like M&M, P&M and M's?
What did I say?
He wasn't here. I had like an infection in my cheek.
Yeah.
And the doctor told me to eat sour shit to make it like drain.
And it worked. He got about that far down and his fucking salivary glands were fucking drained, dog. And then me and Nick started working on them. We're doing about one or two a week.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'll take a pocketful.
Yeah, I think he did. That Nick took a pocketful last weekend. It was really nice of him. Now look at him.
I wish Nick was
dead
here.
In the gutter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty inconsiderate of Nick.
I know.
He's like, Ian's in town, and
Ian's here. He's gonna steal my shine.
I slaved over a theme song for us.
I know. Yeah, right. Wow, that was great.
God, welcome back, Ian.
Welcome back, Ian.
So nice, dude. It's so nice of you.
Yeah.
Just, you know, to take that.
Take that time out of my day.
All that time.
Yeah.
I mean, just hours laboring in the studio.
Yeah. While I just sat in an airport contemplating murder.
I mean, it took me like 10, 12 hours. Different prompts.
Yeah, yeah. Hours per prompt. Yeah. Hours per prompt. Ugh. Painstaking. I've seen you do it. Painstaking.
Yeah, you had to get that trumpet.
That's hilarious that came out with 10 to 15 prompts.
Oh, I'll play the other versions for you guys when we're done.
That's exciting. Welcome back, Ian.
Oh, no, I did different genres. There's like a bunch of different genres.
Did you do a grunge one?
And they're all different songs. I didn't use like the same lyrics for all of them. But like, there's a bunch of different genres.
That's exciting.
Did you do like a bluegrassy one?
We'll play the genres. We'll play the genres.
We're coming up on my fucking bedtime here pretty soon, boys. Yeah. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to hit both.
We're going to fucking party.
No, we're not partying shit. We're taking you to Nick's.
All right. Fine.
I'll take you to your homie's house. You're not partying at my house. You wouldn't be able to be. You would, honest to God, it would kill you if you were up with my family this on a Monday morning.
Why?
Because they're up at 5 in the morning. It's going to be a fucking madhouse.
And I'd be like, but okay, where's the cereal? And I'd just be like.
You're just baby dick out and all.
Right? Baby dick and all.
You're not touching my fucking.
Fucking. Not just me naked at the dinner table. Mad dog and everybody.
Well, I mean, other than Nell, it's all boys, right?
No, Alice is home.
Oh, she's home.
Yeah, she's home. No, can't do that.
Yeah.
Nope, can't do that.
Yeah. It's just boys in the house, and right. Ian's got to establish his dominance.
Everyone in the house is
well,
a
no, it's winterized right now, so it's winter Ian, dude.
It's a winterized. Pipes are shut off.
Yeah, fucking...
You guys are being foul. You're foul. I feel like it's foul. That's how I feel. I feel like y'all foul.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah, what do you do when you're in the city for this little bit of time? I don't know.
I had some comics came into town this weekend. And they hit me up to like hang out, and I took them to Lafayette. And they were like so impressed by Lafayette.
Really?
They fucking loved Lafayette.
I am gonna go get some Reds hot tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Where's that at?
That's over by in Highland Park behind the Model T plant by the prison.
By the Foreman Mills.
Yes. And all that. Yeah. Like that's my spot. I love that spot. He puts the chili, onions, and mustard under the hot dog.
No, it's like that's smart.
Yes,
it's always smarter to do that.
Yes,
like with anything.
Yeah. After I saw that, I go, "Well, this changes my whole fucking world." Oh, also
easy. This is an Arthur Morgan fucking table.
Yo, I forgot to fucking tell you guys this. Oh, $8.
Acknowledge that this is an Arthur Morgan table before you fucking do that again. Don't do that.
I picked it up
my whole life up.
So I got a hot dog roller for the fucking grill. You can get it for $8 on the fucking Amazon, and you sit there. And you fucking roll it yourself.
You roll it yourself?
Yes.
Dude. I don't think that's worth slamming a table over.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Not it's Arthur good. Miller.
It makes the best hot dogs you ever fucking
had. But you got to sit there manually fucking pulling it back and forth, though.
It seems like
you
guys have
but it catches all the grease perfectly in that hood-ass spirit.
Yeah, probably in that.
It does so well.
The hot dog never pops.
No. And then you can, like, kind of char the whole outside by slow turns.
Yeah, I like the idea of it, but I don't like the idea of it being manual. I'd like that to be a robot. For $8, I like
really
with AI today. Like we can't get AI to do that.
Can I control it from my phone even?
Yeah, you could.
Oh, really?
You put the thermometer in it.
I'll put the thermometer in you. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put the thermometer in you and tell you that you're done. He's gonna my friend.
He's gonna sound your big baby dick.
Yeah, he is. It's
with good. The thermometer,
I'm gonna slide the thermometer right up your urethra.
While I pull out, he has little fucking deer poops all over the place. Deer poop. That's this explosion. Just a shotgun blast of deer poop. That's his squirt.
He says deer poop. Now all West Coasty, fucking high plains elite.
Yeah, man. I'm like, is that Ian or is that too short?
Yeah, I know.
Let me tell you something.
Is that Duff McKagan?
is that Ian or is that E40?
Is that Ian or is that fucking Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam? Yeah, dude.
That one hurt.
Yeah,
Is that Ian or is that Richie Rich?
Oh, no shit. Is that Ian or is that Scrooge McDuck?
Is that Ian or is that Spice One?
Is that Ian or is that the guy from Trading Places? You know what I mean? Anyways, what were you going to say, stupid?
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just busting your chops.
Whatever.
I'm just chopsing your bust. Oh, I guess busting your chops would be better than chopping your bust.
Yeah.
Huh? Dude, I just thought of that. You can write that down. Write it down. It'd be a good little rap phrase for you.
I thought of it before. I just didn't say anything because I wanted you to get to it. I wanted it to be yours, so I didn't say it.
That's smart.
How have shows been?
Freak the fuck out.
What was that?
How have shows been for you?
Alex
guys?
Is famous.
Yeah?
Yeah, you missed it.
You did missed I miss it?
No, yeah. No.
Look at all those lanyards.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Yeah, all those are VIP.
That's more than fucking Nick Kelly.
Piece of shit.
Little
scumbag.
Fucking, yeah, okay. So you're doing some things.
I mean, that's over like a couple of years. It's not all like last year.
Like what, last couple of months?
Yeah. No, like last 3 years.
Last three, four weekends.
He's been and sent it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, send me one.
Well, I don't know, John.
I can't say it. Like publicly, yeah, but I'll tell you after, after the show.
Oh,
yeah,
excuse me.
Some shows that I'll be doing.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
All the holiday AIDS benefits.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, tis the season
to wrap it up, folks. Get on prep.
Yeah.
Get on the prep train.
I almost said it publicly. I'm not supposed to say it publicly.
Oh, all right.
That's the whole theme of the show.
What about what? John, what about you? Have you gained out?
Yeah, I get out like so much, dude. It's not even funny. One time I got out and I went right to Meijer and got these jeans. And then when I was there, I got some ice cream. And then I got a little bit more ice cream after that. And then I got some sherbet. And then I got some no sugar added chocolate powder. No, chocolate powder for like chocolate milk.
Mm.
And then 12-pack of mac and cheese.
No sugar chocolate
milk. No sugar added. There's sugar in it. They don't add the extra sugar that the other really rich chocolate milk is. It's got it's a little faint. It's good. It's quality. I'm not done.
I know. I was going to cut you off.
I also got some buttermilk, two gallons of milk. And then I just went home and, you know, watched some football.
All right. So that was horrible.
you guys talking about baby dicks.
Big baby dicks.
Big baby dicks.
I'll be the judge of that.
What? So I started eating my high nut Cheerios with horchata.
Mm-hmm.
What's horchata?
It's a rice milk with cinnamon.
Oh, gross.
And it is amazing.
A rice milk?
Yeah, it's Hispanic rice milk.
Do they just squeeze rice? How do you make rice milk?
I don't fucking know how they do it, but
you like soak rice.
You soak rice?
Yeah,
and in milk?
Yeah, and then all the shit comes out of it. Yeah.
Oh, is it milk?
No. You soak
it
in water.
Don't say it like this. You already said it like that.
You soak it in water, and all the shit like comes out of it, and then that's like the milk.
You soak it in milk, and then all
they
the
add juice, sugar and cinnamon.
Yeah.
So it's milk, rice.
That's
sugar.
How any it's like that's how like milk. That's how all like non-dairy milks are made.
Yeah, you soak it in milk.
Yeah, you just soak whatever it is in water.
In milk.
In water.
Oh, in water. No, I don't believe that. That's not milk. That's just juice.
No.
You're talking about rice juice.
No.
With some cinnamon spice.
Rice milk.
It's rice juice.
Milk.
Don't say milk. You're saying like a fucking high plains drifter.
You were just sitting here talking about Coastal Elite, and then he said milk the way you would a working man would say milk. And
no,
you know,
that's
not
how a working man says that's it.
That's how Michiganders say milk.
No, dude. They do milk. No, Michiganders say milk.
No, they don't.
Yeah, because that's how milk. My mom says it, and then my mom says milk and hog. Yeah, so what are you going to do, fucking High Plains Drifter?
Does your mom still warm up her milk at night and drink it?
No, God, did you ever have to drink warm milk? I always thought that was the grossest thing.
My dad would drink warm milk.
My mom.
I was like, no, it's
my mom does
gross.
Last night. I had to microwave her some last night.
Cheese and rice.
Took a little sip, said, nope, still don't like this.
Still tastes spoiled.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was watching Laverne and Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
And Laverne used to drink milk and Pepsis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I tried it once.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
It's actually decent.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
What is it?
Milk and Pepsi or milk and Coke.
Ugh.
Yeah, milk and cola. It's not terrible. It's just like it's like a milkshake.
Yeah.
So
Like a float.
Yeah.
So online
it's like a melted float.
It's like a melted float.
Online they're
a milk kid.
I was
it's like
watching,
a milk kid float.
Online I was watching where they're like if you mix Dr. Pepper and Coca-Cola together, it tastes like root beer. Literally, I sat on this for about 3 weeks in my head, battling it. Mm-hmm. Then one day, I just saw them next to each other. I'm like, God damn it. I go home. I try it. Let me tell you, it just tastes like Coke and fucking Dr. Pepper mixed together.
Doesn't root beer have a specific...
Yeah, that's sarsaparilla.
Is it sarsaparilla?
Sarsaparilla.
It's funny. It would be funny if you like if you poured some Coke into Dr. Pepper and you saw it separate like water.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh. Basically drinking a black and tan.
Yeah.
You find a crystal on the bottom.
I've never been a Dr. Pepper guy.
I used
really?
To be. I love Dr. Pepper. I just don't drink it anymore.
Dude, my pops is a Dr. Pepper guy.
I've been thinking about going diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper or strawberry or whatever the fuck it
is.
I
like the vanilla.
Killer. Oh, and I'm back in Michigan. I get to try the Werner's fucking cooler one.
I had a Werner's grape.
Oh, that was take me phenomenal. To a gas station now.
Dude, I thought you got it.
I didn't think of that until right now, John. We have to go back to a gas station, and I need that fucking Werner's. Because
you got a monster and a half in front of you.
What I have one monster.
Oh, yeah! I can tell you.
I have an egg sandwich, and what a chocolate pie! And guess what? I'm going to get that Werner's.
I'm not stopping.
Ooh! And there's that hood ass spot right next to Nick's house, because you know. I'm getting Fronta leaves. I'm going home with so many Fronta leaves. It's not even funny.
I don't even know what that is.
Those are those huge fucking tobacco leaves.
Oh, my God.
I can't find those for the life of me. Dude, like, it's hard rolling blunts out of the fucking nowhere. Like, I bought a leaf, just fell apart on me. I brought it back to the store. He goes, yeah, we've probably been sitting on them for about 2.5 years. I'm like, then why the fuck didn't you warn me about it? Like, I want my money back. Mm-hmm. He's like, really? I'm like, look at this blunt paper. Like,
these fucking animals.
And then did you also see that Swisher Sweets?
Sorry?
Swisher Sweets are now in the weed game in Michigan.
Get out.
So you can go get a Swisher Sweet rolled wood tip blunt.
From where?
Fucking, I don't know, but I'm finding out tomorrow.
Do you a wood tip?
Dude,
probably any
wood tip. So fucking,
you can probably find it at any BP in Detroit.
Probably,
maybe.
But
they're smart.
They come in two packs.
Wow.
So I'm
wood tip.
Yeah.
I at least love them wood tips.
I love the wood tip.
He's so disgusting. What an animal.
You burped into the fucking microphone like six times.
Twice. He did it three times. That's why I can say it.
Hey, I shared my cookie with you. Okay?
That was such a rich cookie.
That was such a sugar-rich cookie.
Did you mention how skinny fucking Alex looks?
Well, I didn't want to say anything because
you thought he was sick.
Well, no, because you know he's getting pretty big with his ego and all that. Yeah. So you can't.
No, because he has a fat liver.
Thick. I got a thick liver.
Thick ass liver.
Jimmy. Got a big booty Latina liver. Mm-hmm.
BBL.
Yeah.
Real BBL.
BBL.
Big booty.
Does
liver.
It pop off the side?
BBLL.
Dude?
BBLL.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a lady who lost a lot of weight.
It doesn't pop off to the side, but it sticks out if you put me on the back of a ninja motorcycle.
All right, with your bunny hat on.
Yeah.
I can see you as a bunny.
But only if he's really dug in to the. Usually I'm the one that's driving the ninja.
Yeah.
If he digs his knees into my sides and really wraps up, then we can really see the.
Yeah, that's when the BBLL really sticks out.
Yeah, it really pops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You hit a good bump.
Oh, dude, it's just shaking like crazy. Bounce.
Yeah, it's just like shaking.
You just hear him go, oh.
It's just twerking. It's just back there twerking every time I hit a bump.
Yeah, and then every so often John will do a wheelie.
He gets so nervous. He squeezes me so tight.
John's going over all the bumps on purpose.
Right. Your shirt's just waving up.
Just to make it. He's going over all the potholes just to make it clap.
Yeah, I would. You know,
speed bumps
as a gentleman.
Name it. I can't believe it, Ian. We did an hour.
No shit, Pickles.
There he is. This little scumbag.
What do we got coming up? You got anything coming up?
No, not until January, I don't think.
Yeah, I think the only thing I have right now. Oh, wait. No, I got. I forgot what day it is, but I'm doing Word Bird in Ypsilanti in like a couple weeks.
What's Word Bird?
It's a record shop in Ypsilanti. This comic, Tommy Cook, runs a show out of it. It's a pretty fun show.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Good for him. I like him. I support that.
You put a monster energy into this guy. He's real supportive.
And then I'm doing DJ Dangler's show at the Indy at the end of January.
Wow, looks exciting.
You're still doing your night at the Tiki Bar?
Yeah, place? That was just like last week.
All right.
The show at the Indy is you basically everybody's cutting a wrestling promo.
Oh, it's exciting!
And I'm bringing Papa Shango to reality.
That's nice. Are you wearing your Papa Shango speedo?
No, I haven't done it yet, but I need to like watch some Papa Shango.
Why aren't you doing the Sheik?
Because my fucking thing is Popper Shango.
I don't like this. This is bullshit. He's more of a chic guy.
Turn off the podcast.
This is crazy, folks. Should be the sheet.